Bentonville-based Walmart is launching a new plan today that the company hopes will help improve the nutritional diet of the American public. This morning in Washington, D.C., Walmart executives and First Lady Michelle Obama explained the ideals behind the plan. Andrea Thomas is the Senior Vice President of Sustainability at Walmart. She says many of the 140 million weekly Walmart customers struggle with being able to buy food within their budget and still be able to purchase food with good nutritional value. Thomas says the five objectives outlined this morning are designed to make healthier food easier to afford.
We are going to improve the nutritional quality of the food we sell, both branded products and our own great value products. Between now and 2015, we will work with our suppliers to reformulate thousands of packaged food items, with our end goal to be reducing sodium by 25%, reducing added sugars by 10%, and completely removing all remaining industrial-produced trans fats and partially hydrogenated oils.
Andrea Thomas says Walmart will start by reducing those elements in certain categories of food that contribute to the highest levels of sodium and trans fat in the everyday diets of Americans.
We're looking at things that our customers eat a lot of that they maybe don't expect that there's a lot of sodium in them. So some of the things, I'll just give a few examples, like salad dressings and lunch meat and yogurts and boxed dinners and frozen foods and fruit drinks. And, you know, some of the things that when you're eating them, you're expecting them to be healthy. But if you look on the package, you're maybe surprised how much added sugar or how much sodium is in it.
Thomas says the retailer is not trying to become a global food big brother. She says customers realize cookies, ice cream, and related items are indulgent treats. The effort today, she says, is aimed at the daily breakfast, lunch, and dinner menus.
We see our role as a convener and as a catalyst. Our estimates indicate that if these reformulations are adopted by the entire grocery industry, adults in the U.S. will consume approximately 47 million fewer pounds of sodium each year. 47 million pounds of sodium is the equivalent of the entire yearly sodium intake by every resident in New York City, Los Angeles, and Chicago.
First Lady Michelle Obama, a noted champion of a healthier American diet, also spoke at today's press conference in Washington, D.C. She says the moves announced this morning by the world's largest retailer should make a difference for families, and the announcement marks a significant victory in making the country healthier.
When we decided to take on the issue of childhood obesity, I have to tell you, in the back of my mind, I'd wondered to myself whether we could really make a difference. Because when you take on a problem this big and this complicated, at times it can be a little overwhelming. You know, you start to wonder, is what we're trying to do here really going to make a difference? Are folks really interested and ready to make the kinds of changes that are going to be necessary to get our kids in a healthy place? Is what we're doing actually going to make our kids better? But today, when I see a company like Walmart launch an initiative like this, I feel more hopeful than ever before that the answer to these questions is yes.
First Lady Michelle Obama says the initiative has the potential to transform the national marketplace. Walmart's nutritional charter calls not just for the already mentioned reformulation of everyday foods, but also calls for stronger criteria for simple front-of-package nutritional information and for the increase of charitable support for nutrition programs. Walmart has listed the key elements of its announced initiative at walmartstores.com/nutrition. This is Ozarks at Large.